Hi, I'm Phil Arben and I chair the Churches Together in Renfrewshire. And I'm bringing greetings to everybody at Bethany Evangelical Church and anybody else that so happens to be listening online. I bring you greetings and just privileged to be able to share a few thoughts with you today. When Lindsay asked me to prepare a talk, we were actually on a walking holiday and we were up north in the Black Isle. And that very day, I was asked to do a talk. We were on a walk and we came across this oak tree, and there's a picture of it here. And if you look closely, you'll see that the oak tree has been blown down, presumably by a gale because it was in quite an exposed place. But that's not the end of the story. You can see that the branches have gone upright and it's become a flourishing tree. And I thought that this tree sort of had a message. And it was simply, just because you fall over doesn't mean you can't be a flourishing tree. And it reminded me very much of the gospel, the Christian gospel. And to one degree or another, you know, we've all fallen. The Bible actually brings us to an extremely stark statement when it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in one way or the other, we all mess up, we all fall. And in another sense, we all have difficulties and we all have problems. And sometimes these difficulties and limitations and problems are not even of our own making, it's sometimes just the way life is. And sometimes we feel like that tree that's fallen over. And Jesus described some of the difficulties we face, and he described it as the work of the devil. It's interesting, in John chapter 10, verse 10, he says that he describes it as a thief. And he says the thief only comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus contrasts this with an amazing statement that is really transformational in our thinking if we can only grasp hold of it. And he says, these are Jesus' own words. He said in John 10:10, he says, but I have come that they might have life and that they might have it to the full. Some translations put it, life abundantly. And I think that is so true. And you know, Jesus died on the cross and he rose again so that everybody who believes in him can find forgiveness. And not only forgiveness, but the gift of a new life, an abundant life, and a friendship with him. And that's one thing I've proved, is that our God is a redeeming God. The Bible's full of stories of where God has turned things around. Things have gone wrong, people fall, people mess up, people have difficulties, people have situations sometimes of their own, not of their own making. They find themselves in a terrible situation and yet God somehow steps in and redeems. And I've seen it not only in my own life, my own stories, but in the stories and the lives of other people that I know. I can tell you that I believe from personal experience that God is a redeeming God. And even if we feel like that fallen tree, that's not the end of the story, because for those of us who have hope in God, who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, there is abundant life and God turns things around for good because he's a redeeming God and he causes us to flourish again. I want to leave you with Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15. And it says this, it says in verse 12, the righteous